This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines on a very busy news day. Just a few hours ago, the House of Representatives, following the lead of the Senate and easily passing, largely along party lines, a $26 billion spending measure ostensibly designed to save the jobs of many teachers, firefighters, police officers, nurses, and other public servants across the country. A previous spending initiative designed to save these very same jobs was set to expire in September, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called an emergency session after the Senate approved the legislation just before it went on recess a number of days ago. Before the vote on Tuesday afternoon, President Obama in the Rose Garden talking about the significance of this vote, saying, "While this really is the responsibility of the states, when the states can't afford to keep these vital professionals on the job, the federal government has to do something."
It's one thing for states to get their fiscal houses in order and tighten their belts like families across America, because families have been doing it. There's no reason that states can't do it, too. That's a welcome thing. But we can't stand by and do nothing while pink slips are given to the men and women who educate our children or keep our communities safe.
Republicans have said this is a giveaway to the special interests, namely professional unions, including teachers' unions, as well as some for municipal employees. The president says the only special interests at work here are the education of our children and for public safety. The president also says, unlike some previous bills under debate, this one's paid for.
Now, this proposal is fully paid for, in part by closing tax loopholes that encourage corporations to ship American jobs overseas. So it will not add to our deficit. And the money will only go towards saving the jobs of teachers and other essential professionals.
But that tax is not as benign as it seems. Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas spoke with me earlier on Tuesday, and he says this is a tax that could affect many American jobs and certainly the creation of new jobs. He says it's a tax on foreign companies that have operations in the United States. He says that means Americans will be impacted.
It's paid for on paper by a tax increase. The tax increase is on companies that are located in other countries who do business in the United States. I have several of those companies in my district who provide lots of jobs. Do I really want to go back to them and say, "Hey, we just raised your taxes"? When we're asking you to expand your business and create jobs, I doubt they're going to feel very favorably disposed to creating jobs when they're hit with a new tax.
And Burgess says not only will these firms be reluctant to add new jobs, they might have to reduce their workforces.
I don't think there's any question. Companies like Weber Aircraft, Siemens, just a couple that come to mind back in my district, I think we'd be pretty hard-pressed to keep the jobs we have, and certainly we're not going to see any expansion.
In the end, on Tuesday afternoon, the Democrats, with their big majority in the House of Representatives, largely along party lines, approving this $26 billion spending measure. President Obama expected to sign it into law very, very quickly. Just prior to the debate, though, a surprise on the House floor, about a 30-minute speech from embattled New York Democratic Congressman Charlie Rangel, going through some of the allegations against him, explaining why he's not really guilty of what he's been accused of, and also in a lot of different ways slamming his own party for compelling him to try to make a deal so this will go away or announce his resignation so he will go away altogether. Congressman Rangel says that's not going to happen.
Have the Ethics Committee expedite this. Don't leave me swinging in the wind until November. If this is an emergency, and I think it is, to help our local and state governments out, what about me? I don't want anyone to feel embarrassed, awkward. Hey, if I was you, I may want me to go away too. I am not going away. I am here.
Congressman Rangel says he just wants a fair trial and he wants to have it happen so that there will be the dignity promised by President Obama, the dignity of justice.
But for God's sake, just don't believe that I don't have feelings, that I don't have pride, that I do want the dignity that the president has said. And the dignity is that even if you see fit to cause me not to be able to come back, because you're not going to do it in my district, but if there's some recommendation that I be expelled, for me, that would be dignity.
Many on Capitol Hill also in mourning today following the news that longtime Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has been killed in a plane crash in his home state. Stevens served for 40 years in the U.S. Senate between 1968 and 2008, the longest-serving Republican in the history of the United States Senate. His death, in fact, comes just a couple of months after the death of the longest-serving Democrat in state history, and that is Robert Byrd of West Virginia. Senator Stevens was killed on a plane that went down in the southwestern part of the state. Nine people total were on board. Five were killed. Stevens, of course, among them. Also on board, former NASA administrator and longtime Stevens confidant and former congressional aide Sean O'Keefe, also a former Secretary of the Navy. He and his son, who are on the plane, both have survived, according to reports. Up in Juneau, Alaska, Governor Sean Parnell says this is a great loss for the entire state.
We are experiencing a tragedy, and as citizens of Alaska, we have a long road of grief to walk. This is our time to come together and to walk together. And so my call to Alaskans is really to just continue praying for these families, continue supporting them in every way we can.
Stevens was named the Alaskan of the Century for the 20th century. He has a very mixed legacy. Of course, he was the principal sponsor of the infamous Bridge to Nowhere. He was also convicted on campaign finance charges, but that verdict was later revoked through the Justice Department and Attorney General Eric Holder. He's also responsible for transforming the Alaskan economy by approving the funding for the Alaskan pipeline, which has greatly changed that state's economic position. As far as reaction here in Washington, tributes pouring in for President Obama, as well as many of Stevens' former Senate colleagues. This tribute from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
In the history of our country, no one man has done more for one state than Ted Stevens. His commitment to the people of Alaska and his nation spanned decades, and he left a lasting mark on both. From his early military service as a pilot in World War II to his involvement in the statehood of the last frontier, to his fierce support and defense of our nation's military, Ted Stevens was always there, fighting for what he believed in, and usually winning. He was a force to be reckoned with, and we will miss him greatly. We extend our deepest sympathies to Catherine and the entire Stevens family, and to the families of the friends who were lost in this terrible accident.
Incidentally, Stevens was involved in a 1978 plane crash that he was only one of two survivors of. His wife was killed in that crash. He later remarried. Stevens leaves his wife and six children. On WorldNetDaily.com today, as well as Dateline.RadioAmerica.org, my full conversation with Texas Congressman Michael Burgess about the $26 billion spending bill that was approved by the House of Representatives today. You'll also hear my conversation with Jed Babin, former Pentagon official in the first Bush administration. He talks about how Obama just doesn't get it when it comes to identifying our enemy and how it's important to defeat many of the tenets of Islam as well as our specific enemy and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and other radical terrorist groups. You'll also hear my conversation with Larry Sabato, who talks about several of today's key primaries in states like Connecticut, Colorado, Minnesota, and more. And he'll offer his retrospective on the life and career of Senator Ted Stevens. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.